and welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Voodoo Rubric Hour, brought by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt of PapaNewt.com in Columbus, Nebraska, and in just a moment we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rubricers, Mama E of ConjureDoctors.com in Los Angeles, California, bringing us today's topic on pumpkin spells. Afterwards, they'll take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Cat and Conjureman Ali. Miss Cat?
Hi, Papa Newt. Nice to hear your sweet voice. Well, folks, it's the new reality is settling in. I just have a few comments to make here. And right before the show started, I was talking with my co-host, Conjureman Ali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually talked to each other right before the show starts. I bet y'all didn't know that, did you? Well, we were chatting, and he noted that the predictions that he and I had made about this election came true. We had predicted that the mood of the country was such that Donald Trump would be elected president.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give a little shout-out to another friend of ours, William Stickerfers. He's an astrologer. He's a graduate of my course. He predicted Trump would win based on astrological signatures of Trump's chart, the United States chart, current transit, the usual mundane astrology indications. And he came up to visit us, and we got to talking on Friday night, and he said he has actually lost friends on Facebook, and he's even lost business as an astrologer because he kept on saying, Trump is going to win, Trump is going to win. And he forgot to annotate that with, and I'm not so happy about it. He just was doing his astrological prediction. You know, Seabiscuit will win the Derby, right? People thought he was a Trump supporter. And so there's a lesson there, folks. Metaphysical people don't like Trump quite as much as non-metaphysical people do.
Because, so true.
Isn't that funny? And I know William Stickerfers. I do not think he voted for Donald Trump. In fact, he refers to him as Trumpzilla. So that sort of kind of gives you an idea. But that was an interesting conversation I had with him, an interesting one with Conjureman Ali. So here we are, days have gone by. The anti-Trump protests are still ongoing, some peaceful, some less. There is now talk in the nation by people near and dear, far and wide, about storming the inauguration and or marching on Washington. At the time of the inauguration. And as I remind all my friends, having lived through the Vietnam mobilization era, yes, get everyone together who can to D.C., but also provide for local marches in local cities, hub cities, so that people who cannot afford to take time off will not feel left out. In other words, you want to if this is your inclination, folks, just take it from an old lefty. You want the big central march, and then you want the supporting marches.
Yep.
Think about it. Now, I know I might go to a march in Santa Rosa, California, but if it's a big enough thing, I'll go to San Francisco. But you're not going to see me going to D.C. because I don't have the time to do it. So if there is a movement, you can count on me marching. But peacefully. I don't believe that this man has our best interests at heart. Now, I'm not one of these that would say, not my president. Yeah, he is my president-elect. It's pretty obvious he is my president-elect.
Yeah.
But I still believe I can protest. And there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, what the old lefties know and the new lefties don't know, the new millennials don't know. You can protest somebody without a slogan that makes no sense. You can just protest, period. You say what you mean. Not everything has to be a hashtag. Yeah, he is my president. I just don't like him. And I can march against Trump anytime I want to, or get other people to, without making a slogan that makes no sense. So
yes.
That's the words of the old anarcho-syndicalist.
And I think if anything,
what do you have to say, Ollie?
Don't get me started is what I should say. But I think if there's any time that we really need to look to the Vietnam War era and the 60s, it's I think now, because the left has forgotten a lot of the lessons that were learned in that era about how to protest and how to push back against certain type of crooked leaders. But the idea of not my president or not my America is interesting. Now, we should note that, yes, he did technically lose the popular vote, and from what it looks like, he may have lost it by the largest margin ever. That Clinton won the popular vote in a massive amount, but the reality is the Electoral College. He won that. That's
right.
It. He's the president. And when people say not my president and not my America, I get where they're coming from. But in order to really address the situation, you first have to accept that this is America, that yes, a significant percentage of Americans heard him say racist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic things and said, well, I don't care about that stuff, or endorse that stuff. So I often hear this, let's not talk about what you have to be able to identify the ugly in order to preserve the good. And that's what we really need to learn going forward, is that, yeah, there is an ugly side to this country. There is a dark side to this country. And it all culminated in this kind of neo-fascist tangerine tyrant that we have. So we really need to kind of bear that in mind. But I could tell you, it's just kind of a funny anecdote, so it's not all dark. As I was watching the election, there's the diviner side of me, right, that did the predictions with you, and we talked about it. And I knew, like, there's a part of me that knew what was going to happen. But there was that ever-optimistic, hopeful side of me that was trying to rationalize it away. So as the numbers were coming, I'm like, no, she's got this. She's still got this. It was like nature's battling within me. And then when it happened, there was like a moment of it just kind of dawning that, oh, crap, this is it. This is what our next 4 years are going to look like. And then, of course, a sense of somewhat horror. But just today I found out he named Steve Bannon an openly anti-Semitic piece of trash who runs Breitbart News that practically is Elders of Zion with a little bit of media tech thrown in to his chief strategist right now. So we really have rebranded 1930s white nationalism and fascism. It's just more Twitter friendly. It's really one of those moments that both as a historian, as a theater, I'm going, wow, you have to live it to actually understand what's going on.
Yeah, and I recommend everybody, go read your history books, because I know a lot of young people, when I say things like Mussolini neo-fascism, and they'll go, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's all too easy to call Trump Hitler. We haven't seen Hitler yet, folks. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But we are definitely heading down the nationalistic America First Lindbergh. And people are going to go, Lindbergh, but he was the guy who flew the airplane. Yes, just read up on him, okay? We're definitely heading down a very strange path right now. You might look up a book called It Can't Happen Here. There's a lot about this that we could talk about, but history is forgotten except by historians, and this one is going to be one that is going to go down in the history books. This is going to be really, really strange, and I do recommend protesting. I do.
Yeah.
I think protesting is the only way we can really be heard here and stand up. Somebody posted here, Lucky Mojo Curio Company posted, the Reichstag has not yet burned.
That's
all right, then. Let's just wait for that. All right. But that is serious. This is serious business.
Yes,
and I'm
going to
say one other thing. You know, I believe in omens and oracles, and I would not be who I am if I did not talk about how the Queen of Pentacles does predictions.
Mm.
Yes, I predict by astrology. Yes, I predict with tarot cards. But I also predict with animals, birds, and plants. And I've always done this, and it's one of my particular gifts. And I know that most of you listening to the sound of my voice will remember the day the little bird flew up on the lectern where Bernie Sanders
mm-hmm.
was.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what that bird represented. That bird was mm-hmm. the from the Congress of Birds. You can look up St. Francis of Assisi if you want to know what that is. Mm-hmm. That bird was from the Congress of Birds and was asking for help for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders got it immediately, and he also tagged on to it, no more war. And he said that as soon as he saw the bird. Some people thought, this is the anointing. Bernie Sanders is anointed. No. The birds voted for Bernie Sanders,
mm-hmm.
and the animals voted. Look on YouTube, folks, and you will see more and more and more videos showing up compared to 2-3 years ago, if you have a good enough memory and haven't stoned yourself to Swiss cheese memory with pot. If you have a good enough memory, go back 5 years in your memory of YouTube. All these videos of wild animals coming out of the woods and asking for help. Have you seen them? Bears coming out, deers coming out. This is not just because more people have cameras. Animals are in trouble, and that bird was trying to say, we vote for Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean he was going to win, because Trump is also voting against the environment. Every vote for Trump was a vote against the environment. And we are now in a chaotic struggle to destroy this planet. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it could have been solved. We may have passed all the tipping points, but it's going to go down very fast now. And it's not just higher tides or raising sea level. It's much more than that, folks. So get ready for it. But we do know that Trump is going to bring on apocalyptic climate disasters too, as well as anti-Semitism, as well as racism, as well as anti-queer sentiment, as well as nationalistic anti-immigrant sentiment. He's also going to destroy the environment. And that is ultimately the only place we have to live. So,
that's so true.
Having said that, and Ollie put in the chat room here, eagles stuck in drain pipes and car frames. Yeah, I mean, it's really horrific, and all of it's happening at once. The problem is human lifespans are so short. Today, Facebook asked me if I wanted to know that some team was playing some other team, and if I wanted, ask me, of course, robotically, ask me, if I wanted to add that score to my current status. I'm like, what the fuck, Mark Zuckerberg? What the fuck are you talking about? I would like to add a sports score to my status? Well, we're living we're living in a world of algorithms that don't work, people with no memory. I'm becoming an old curmudgeon. I've been accused of it about 10 years ago, but, you know, I think I actually am. That prediction came true. I am an old curmudgeon, and I'm really tired of this shit. Guys, I can't help y'all. I can't help you. You got to help yourselves, and you ain't doing it. And anybody here listening to this show, and I've got people in the chat room, and I know there'll be thousands who will download this show later. Wake up. Come on. Wake up. You got to do it yourself. We can't all do it for you. Now, everybody's going to ask, what magic can we do? Well, we've had shows on social justice, and we've had panels at our Hoodoo Heritage Festival on social justice spells. And if you want the social justice spell flyers, 4 pages of free spells on social justice, you can send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Lucky Mojo Curio Company, 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California, 95436. Or if you order anything, you can simply say, send me the social justice spells flyer with my order. So free with any order, or just free if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope. All right. I've said my piece, but I'm telling you, it's rugged and rough out there. I want to give a big shout out to my daughter, my son-in-law, and my two grandsons for standing up and marching. Beautiful people doing their best. And to all my friends in Facebook and all my friends around the world, we just have to band together. We just have to band together. And Psalms 1 is always good. Like a tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved. That is Psalms 1. All right. Oh, and Candelo in the chat room. Hiya, buddy. He says, I also have a spell on there. That's right. Candelo has a spell in that, social justice liar. And Miss Michael does, and she's in the chat room too. My lovies. Thank you. All righty. Now, we're going to bring on Mama E. And we're going to switch gears here a little bit. It's been Halloween, and everybody had pumpkins. Well, there's a lot of leftover pumpkins in this world. In fact, the pumpkin season is still on. They don't all just ripen automatically for Halloween.
That's right.
Pumpkins are still with us. And pumpkins keep a long time, by the way. You can buy them at the grocery store well on into the winter. Pumpkins have a hard shell, and they keep very well. So, Mama E., are you there in the, are you speakable?
I am here. Gosh, yes,
oh,
I am
wonderful.
Finally here.
Welcome,
you know,
welcome.
Sometimes, thank you, lovely being here. Sometimes I complicate my life more than I should. And everything would have been solved by just dialing a number. And I ended up trying to go old techno and getting online. And I almost had a heart attack here saying, I'm going to miss this, but I'm glad I'm here. Very glad.
So glad to have you.
That was a nail biter for us, too. I'm sitting here going, where is she? Where is she?
I know. I know.
But you made it
in. I was so confused. Yes, I made
well,
it.
Well, good.
It's
I'm
been
glad
a
you,
while.
I'm glad
that's
you got
why.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
yeah,
glad
hope,
you got in.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be again in a shorter, less than 6 months. So I will
good.
Not forget.
Good. Well, we want to have you back on. Well, for those who don't know her, Mama E is one of our great members of the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. She is the, I guess you could say, co-proprietor with Clayton Finkston of Dr. E. Products, which was founded by our dear friend, the late Dr. E., Eddie Gutierrez.
Uh-huh.
And many of you will remember him as being on this show in the past and also being a member of AIR and one of the designers of the AIR website. Well, Mama E. is also a reader. These things run in families. And she is absolutely available for private readings, for root work, and also she makes products. And she can be found at conjuredoctor.com. That's conjuredoctor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so having brought you on here, Mama E., first of all, let me ask, how are things down in your world as far as the socio-political, economic, and religio-mystical and weather aspects of your life?
That's a small question. well, down here, everyone is demonstrating. LA has not stopped having demonstrations every single day. And, you know, thankfully, just I think the first day was the only day that they got a little bit disruptive and dumping things and blocking freeways. But after that, they have been peaceful. And in several other cities down here in Orange County, I believe Long Beach had a demonstration yesterday, if I'm not wrong. So, people are demonstrating, but, you know, it is what it is. Some people are very angry, and, you know, there are people that are calling demonstrators children having a fit, and that really upsets me because it is our constitutional right to demonstrate against something that we don't approve. And this has been the first time that I remember since I've been here, and it's been over 50 years, that there has been this type of demonstrations in the country after a presidential election. You know, previous presidents, you might like them or not, you know, you might go and, you know, cry, drink, whatever, but this type of demonstration, I have never seen it before. And, you know, I have faith that if we continue to speak up every time things are done to our detriment and speak up for our rights, and if we also send light, because I think a lot of the politicians that we're assuming are with the administration are not so much so. Even if they're Republicans, they might not support, you know, the president-elect. So I think that sending them strength and light would be a pacific way of trying to heal the rift. Because right now, I mean, this rift is going on even among family members. So in my own family, I have the majority are Republicans. So I'm kind of like the lone ranger out here. But, yeah, but, and, you know, that is, it is what they believe in. So I'm not going to unfriend my family. I just don't speak politics with them. But you know, on the same token, we need to stand up for what we believe and defend what are our rights. Because I am in this country because we could not defend our rights. We were not allowed. We had machine guns pointing at us if we dared to speak. So here we should speak. So that's the political, you know, discourse of the day. On another hand, on another subject, Dr. E moved from a small place that we had to a larger place. So it's been exhausting, but we are, and we've had a lot of orders that had to be, you know, shipped a little later than we usually ship, and candles that had to be juggled, but we did it, and the new place is more spacious, so we don't have to be, you know, hitting each other every time we go by. It was going to be way too, more close than I wanted. So, so yeah, so we're working on that and continuing, you know, to do our best and continuing to, you know, serve our clients. So
wonderful.
So that's, yeah, that's what's going on down here. So
wow. Well, yeah, we know that your company, like ours, you know, it's one of those things, when you get popular, you have so many orders that it's hard to do them. And then and then when you know, but if you don't do them, then people will say, oh, they're always late.
Yeah.
But I know you guys have always been on time. And so the new building that you're in, the new place, is going to really make it easier for you. I saw a little video of it that Clayton had posted and stuff. It looked really nice.
Yes.
Looks really nice.
Yeah, it's a house that has a structure, a garage that is separate, and we converted that to be able to store merchandise and mail from there. So yeah, it's I'll send you pictures once it's finished. It's not finished yet. We're still working inside.
Of course you are. So. Of course you are. It's a, well, it's a big move. It's a lot. It's a big move.
Yeah,
that's really great. I'm really glad to know that you're doing that. Now, we are here to discuss pumpkin spells.
Pumpkin.
So we're a little late in starting, but let's see what we can do with the time that remains. Because, I'm sorry, Mr. Pumpkin himself kind of distracted us there.
Well, you know, I was planning on being for Halloween, but because of the move, I couldn't be on Halloween. So there are, I will be giving out a spell at the end that could be used either on Halloween or in the fall, whenever pumpkins are available. Now, one thing with pumpkins, some traditions consider them lucky, and they are used for money spells and prosperity. So, for example, Lukumi, the Lukumi religion, the Orisha Oshun, the goddess of love, uses pumpkins for prosperity. So And my thought is, you know, the good thing about pumpkins, they're biodegradable. So
mm-hmm.
you can do spelting pumpkins, and they will eventually go into the earth. And
mm-hmm.
it's a really, you know, easy way, a nice way to use what everyone can find, because pumpkins you can buy anywhere. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, by working, yeah, working them to whichever you want. Like, I have an idea for a prosperity spell, and you get one of those cute little honey pumpkins. They're little round.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just cut the top, and you save the lid. You scoop
mm-hmm.
out the seeds. The seeds can also be used for prosperity. Some people
mm-hmm.
use the seed, they dry them, or they roast them or something, and then they put them in oil and make a prosperity oil with
mm-hmm.
pumpkin seeds. And
mm-hmm.
you can use that for different spells. But in the pumpkin, the prosperity, the Oshun prosperity pumpkins, you write your petition paper just like you would any other spell that you want to do. Put it inside
mm-hmm.
a clean pumpkin because you already took those seeds to recycle into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you add 5 pennies because 5 is Oshun's number. And
mm-hmm.
copper is Oshun's metal. Then you put a cinnamon stick, cover it all with honey. You will put 5 drops of holy water and put the lid back on. And then you take the pumpkin to the river and you toss it without spilling it and ask Oshun for her help when you toss the water, and you ask her for prosperity and to help you. And
all right,
always,
so I'm going to, whoa, back up. I need to figure this out because I understood most of what you said. You said a cinnamon stick, a petition, 5 drops
mm-hmm.
of holy water, and there was something else you said.
5 pennies.
5 pennies.
5 pennies.
Oh, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And honey.
Okay.
So Shun loves honey. So
all right.
This is like an offering. This is going to be like an offering for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it on a river, let it go,
mm-hmm.
and then you can thank her. Oshun likes sunflowers and perfume because she's all about pretty things and smelling good. And
wow.
that is a prosperity spell for Oshun. And
mm.
you don't have to be a practitioner of Santeria Lukumi to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna put in a little comment here, because I came up in the hoodoo tradition, and one of the things that we use, if you can't get all of the herbs and roots that are used for money, we use pumpkin pie spices from the grocery store.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because pumpkin pie spices are a combination
mm-hmm.
of nutmeg and mace and allspice
exactly.
and cinnamon and cloves, right?
Right.
Usually 5
right.
ingredients, that's your pumpkin pie spices. So pumpkin
mm-hmm.
pie spices go very well
yes.
with our way of working, but we would be more likely to work inside either a red onion or an apple,
mm-hmm.
a red apple.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
mm-hmm.
again, a similar idea because the red apple is sacred to, oh, you know, Venus, Aphrodite, whatever, goddess of love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a parallel development there.
Right, right. Yeah, the good thing with pumpkins is that they could be a honey jar. You could use a pumpkin for a love spell.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the same thing, putting your petition paper inside or a picture of, the, you know, your target. And
mm-hmm.
Instead of putting what we put before, we put, like, rose petals. I would love
mm-hmm.
to put 2 small lodestones to attract both of them. Again,
mm-hmm.
a small cinnamon stick. I would put 3 cloves, 1/4 cup of sugar, and honey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the whole pumpkin after it's been cleaned. It's always after it's been cleaned because we want to have a container. And
mm-hmm.
then the lid, you can flip over and you burn a little red candle on top of it, of the lid. And you can even prepare the candle and write on it, you know, like, love me forever. And you can rub the candle with Lucky Mojo's Love Me Oil. And you can roll it on sachet powder. I mean, you can work that little pumpkin as a tiny little honey jar. And when you're done, you can bury the pumpkin completely next to a tree or a bush, and, you know, nature will take it. And there goes your spell.
That's exactly the same way as that we would work with a red apple. And, you know, we can core out a red apple, and we will put into it, usually use a red apple for love, but you could also use it for money. And it's the same type of thing. Or some people will use a red onion, because we use color red a lot in our work in hoodoo. But you take the red apple, and I've known people to do all kinds of things with it. You can take a red apple and hollow it out, and you put honey in it. You put in a little bit of whatever you want, cinnamon, cloves, all those different good things that you would be using. And then I've known people to take it and take a box of sugar. Now, back in the day, this would be a sugar came in a box, right? And you take a box or a bag of sugar, like a paper bag, 5-pound paper bag of sugar. And you put the apple in the bag of sugar. Right?
Wow.
But the apple is filled with honey, and it's got all these things in it, your petition. And you then cover it all over with sugar in the bag, close the bag, you know, again, and then bury the bag of sugar in an ant's nest. So it's an offering to the ants, right? And they will run around and deliver. They'll say, oh, well, thank you. And then they'll deliver what you want, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So,
very similar.
You know, and, you know, these are things that we can do at this time of the year in autumn, because we have pumpkins everywhere. And, and you were
going to joke that you know it's autumn when people start getting their pumpkin spice lattes and pumpkin spice everything.
That's right.
So that's generally what you know. Pumpkin spice used for money drawing work, definitely. I heard that a lot growing up. There's a couple things that I learned. One of them is not actually particularly hoodoo-esque. I learned it from a guy in West Virginia, more Appalachian mountain men type thing than it is actual hoodoo. And what he would do is if he wanted to call spirits into the home, and he said specifically wild spirits, right? So spirits that roam the mountains and the forest, they're still spirits of the dead, but they're like, they're kind of out there. And if you want to kind of commune with them or work with them, is that he would hollow out the pumpkin, place a candle in it, and then put olive oil as an offering, because olive oil is holy. And then he would leave that with the candle on and tell the spirit to come and take the olive oil. And then what he would say is when the candle burns down, you're supposed to take a little bit of that olive oil and then use that in various, you know, things that you do. You put it in a pot, you put it in a some type of candle anointment or anything. That was your way of tapping into the power of this kind of wild spirit that was out there. So they would come, kind of take the oil, and then you could use the oil to anoint things. He said in particular that oil would be really good for aching bones and pain, because the spirits of the wilderness are really good at healing things. So he would then take the oil after the candle had burned out, and he would use it as a rub on aching joints. And that was really interesting. I haven't actually done that myself, but it's a really fascinating way of working with pumpkins. And it really is connected to kind of the old idea of pre-pumpkins would be the turnip, right? It's where we get the idea of the jack-o'-lantern from anyways. And then I think for me, the next one is pumpkin seeds, right? I've used pumpkin seeds for divination. You grab the pumpkin seeds, you kind of cast them, and you can do a really quick reading. I mean, they're very good to understand things like prosperity. And
wow,
money.
That's really great. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go to some readings now. And first up, we will be talking to Carrie L., but let's get some announcements in here first.
The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Countryman Ali, and this week's special guest, Mama E, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo form at form.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now at 218-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will be selecting callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Papa Newt, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our hosts. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling in from area code 517 in Michigan. This is Cariel. Cariel, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. I see this is your first time calling in, so welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. And I also see here that you have not had a private reading with Ms. Kat or Conjure Man Ali or have gone to any other readers and root workers on this situation. Is that correct?
No, not at all.
All right, not a problem. And Cariel writes, I feel like I always make the wrong decisions, no matter what the circumstances. Also, I feel like everyone around me gets to be happy, sometimes at my expense. But I always draw the short straw. I'm always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Will I ever get a happy ending, particularly where romance is concerned? Turning it back to you, Ms. Kat.
All right. Well, let me first say hello and welcome to the show, and thank you for trusting us with your question. I've got a couple of questions for you before I actually read for you, and you're going to get two readings, one from me and one from Mama E. So what sign of the zodiac are you?
I'm an Aries.
An Aries. Well, that's usually a pretty optimistic sign, and it's not a crybaby sign. So, if you are, you know what I mean. And those of you who are astrologers know what I mean. When an Aries
yes.
says things are bad, they really are bad.
Yeah.
Because Aries don't dramatize themselves in the way that, say, some others do. All right. And about how old are you?
38.
38, so not a little young spring chicken. It's not going to be somebody who is, I guess you could say, going through their Saturn return or any of those little things.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this is just one of those situations. I'm just going to have to read on it straight. And I am concerned because the indications are that there is some sort of a problem, and we're not just going to give you a comforting little pat on the shoulder, honey. There's something wrong here.
Thank
All
you.
Right. So card number one is actually a nice card. It's called the Star, and it shows a woman who is naked who is pouring water out of two pitchers. She's pouring water onto land, and she's pouring water into a pool. Above her is a large star, and around her, seven small stars. Behind her is a tree, and on the tree there's a water bird, but it's sitting up in the tree. It's like an ibis. This is a card of generosity and giving. It does not show a giant jammed curse on you. It shows, in a way, you've been a very giving person, but not everything you've done has favored you. She pours water out into a pool. What for? Just to see the water make ripples, because there's nothing going to benefit her from that. She pours water onto the land, but rather aimlessly or carelessly. Some little flowers grow, and some of the water just pours back into the pool. So not everything you've done has been focused or correctly appointed to get you what you want. Now, I don't mean that to say anything bad about you, but it does say that you may have scattered your energies and attentions a little wide, and you might do better to try to focus yourself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But you are a very generous person, a very giving person, and you also should speak up for yourself. The bird on the tree represents someone who speaks their truth.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean don't be generous, but be more focused in those that you attend to. Card number two is, again, not a bad card. It's called the Ace of Pentacles. It shows a little garden with roses around it and little lilies growing inside. But again, it's about protecting, and it shows a path through the garden that goes out into the hills and mountains. And the hand of God comes down with a coin. This says to me that in some ways, although love may not have been your best talent, you do have some skills and talents with money.
Mm-hmm.
And is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you might wish to literally move or travel someplace else to meet somebody, because this path goes out of the garden, out of the little area of protection, convenience, and where you know yourself, your people and everything, and goes out into the mountains. You might want to literally go out and kind of take a hike out there. You might meet a stranger, someone good.
Mm-hmm.
The third card tells me that love will come to you, and it may come in the spring. You may have an opportunity, because the card is the Page of Pentacles, and this shows a young person out in nature with mountains behind. So now they're no longer in the little garden. That's the same mountains, basically, that they're looking out there in the background. There's some woods. There's some meadows with little red flowers, just the same little red flowers that were on that star card, strangely enough. And there's a little garden patch or field that's been plowed, but nothing has sprouted yet, so we know it's early spring. So you've sort of set the scene metaphorically. It also indicates the time of spring. The sky is a light yellow. It indicates early morning. And a coin, a golden coin, is drifting down like a bubble into this person's hand, and they're holding it very lightly. So there are some tenuous hopes for happiness and love, but you need to get out more. And I guess what I'm saying here is that I don't know your physical life, but if you are the kind of person who follows a rut, you should travel. And if you travel, you should be prepared to meet people. I don't mean go off with some stranger and stuff like that, although Aries sometimes do enjoy that. But it does say here to me that getting out of your rut is what you need. You're not under a curse. No one has, you know, no evil spirit is dogging you down and saying you'll never be happy. But take your happiness when you find it. You will find more in the springtime than this winter. And do take a trip. And let go of some of the cares that you have for others. And be prepared maybe to spend a little money on taking that trip. All right. I'm going to turn this over to Mama E. And she's going to give you a reading.
Thank you, Kat.
Yes. Okay. So here we go. Now, I pull a lot more cards than Kat did. I pull quite a lot. And the first card that I pull is usually the center of my reading. In your case, it's the World. And that is a really positive card to start a reading with. It's a woman on top of the world. So basically what I feel from this is that you are able to get anything that you want in life. And right now, the only one that is holding you back is yourself. On the first row of cards that I pulled, I get the Two of Wands, which in my deck is a man in this case, looking over the Two of Wands into a faraway place, another city across the ocean. What this tells me is that you have either moved or considering a move or thinking of a move. And the next card next to that is the Sun. And after that, the Seven of Pentacles. So all these cards tell me that if you take a trip, you will be extremely happy and you will be able to get the rewards that you have coming to you. Generally, what I see in your reading is that you have what it takes to be successful. You have success in your future. But you have to have trust. And there is a new path waiting for you. There is something about control. I feel that sometimes, even though you're good with money, like Kat said, there is too much control in your life. And you need to relax and start a new journey and take care of yourself. Because I see you worrying a lot. I see you at night worrying a lot about things. And that is not, that is a symptom of something else. Without knowing your history, what I see here is that there are many decisions that you've had to make, and even including walking away from everything. And this might not be a bad idea. Like Kat says, go away, take a trip, step away from where you're at right now, because faith is very important in your life. You need to have trust and faith in yourself. I see the moon card, which tells me that you have a good connection spiritually. So you can follow your instinct and trust in yourself. But before you can do that, you need to take care of yourself. So balance your balance what you do for yourself with what you do for others. Because I think that this balance, that imbalance, is making you think that something is going on against you and nothing is going on against you.
Okay.
You just have to accept your gift, accept your value, and enjoy your life a little bit more, because I think that you're just too focused on other things, other people, responsibility, and you need to have fun and step out of the daily rut. Actually, what Kat said, step out of the rut and go on a trip, and good things are going to come to you. There's a change in the future. The card of the Fool came up. That means there's a new road for you, and things are going to turn around, but you have to be good to yourself first.
All right. Well, we both saw the idea that you may meet someone if you travel, and that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I saw this also as a little bit more of focusing on yourself. So did Mama
mm-hmm.
E. So we kind of saw the same idea here.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us saw you as cursed, and
mm-hmm.
both of us saw you as able to receive happiness. Let's turn this over to Conjure Man Ollie. Now, he's going to give you some root work advice and see what he prescribes for you to do to bring up this about.
Thanks, Kat. I think those are fantastic readings. And I could not agree more. What I want to say is you really need a shift, right? When you say people are often happy at your expense, you've got some issues going on around you. And I think Kat really hit the nail on the head when she said you need to be more focused in your generosity, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to start off with shifting things and then bringing the love that you need in your life. So first, I want you to start with a bat. This is good to shift the energies, to really kind of cleanse away the things that might be going on, and really get you into the right place where you're sending out the right thought and energy in order to bring your lover. Baths are always good before you start any type of work like love work. It puts you in the right spiritual state in order to get love. And it also is tied directly to the star card. So get yourself some violet leaves, two balms of Gilead, rose petals, lovage, and catnip. You're going to brew that into a tea. You're also going to get yourself some juniper berries that you're going to soak in some wine. You're going to use a little bit of that wine, that juniper wine, add that to the bath/tea that you've made, and you're going to bathe yourself in this for 3 days and make sure you let yourself air dry every time. This is to put you in that right stage, okay? Once you've done your bath, you're going to take the rest of that juniper wine and you're going to sprinkle it around your house. This is to bring someone who is willing to be your lover, someone who is right for you. So you sprinkle that around your house, it sets the tone around your house. This is very important because there's an environmental component to what's going on with the people that you've surrounded yourself with, the people in your life. So juniper around the wife. Next, get yourself a whole violet leaf. You can find this at Lucky Mojo. Get yourself a whole violet leaf and write what you're looking for in a partner on it. Okay? Write it out. Before you do that, I want you to really think about the qualities you're looking for. I often tell clients, when I do work with them, send me your list. And then I send it back to them and go, okay, this is great. Now condense it. And we keep doing that over a period of time until we get to the essence of what they're looking for. Because you don't want to write, I often find people say, he needs to make over $100,000, he needs to be 6'2", and he needs to drive a BMW. Rather than saying, he needs to be financially stable, sexually attractive, and generous. You see what I'm saying? You want to get to meaningful qualities. And one way to do this is to write a list, sleep on it, and then revise. Once you've got those qualities, write that on the violet leaf. You're going to crumple the violet leaf up, and you're going to mix it in with come to me and love me incense. Take this mixture, place it on a heat-proof dish or a thurible or a censer, and you're going to place this in the center of a space, an altar, whatever you want to call it. On the right, I want you to put a pink candle that you've anointed with come to me oil. On the left, a red candle with love me oil. You're going to light the candle and the incense and pray sincerely from your heart that wherever your perfect lover is, they come to you and they come to you quickly. Let it all burn down. You're going to do that. You're going to bury the wax from the leftover wax from the candle at your front door or your front yard. You're going to take the ash and you are going to go cooking, like Miss Cat indicated, or traveling, as Miss Cat indicated. You're going to go and Mama eat it as well. You're going to go somewhere high up, not a crossroad, not a river, but some type of high up, maybe a mountain or a hill, and you're going to let the ashes be scattered by the wind, telling it to go and find your lover and bring them to you wherever you are. Okay? This is really about all of these actions are not just about bringing the perfect person, but also putting you in the right state so you recognize who that person is, so that you're in the right place, the right time in your life for that person. Because something needs to shift in your life. Because sometimes we'll find the perfect person, but it's not the right time, we're not ready, all sorts of things. So something has to shift also, which is why your work involves a lot of movement as well. Sprinkling things, to traveling. That's what my recommendation is. Let's see if Miss Pat and Mama E have any adjustments to make based off their reading or anything else that they can add.
Now, I love this idea, and I love actually the idea of physically going up on a mountain, which Candelo had said something earlier in the chat room. There are no mountains in Florida. Now, wherever you live, you're going to try to go up a higher place. But literally, if you live in a flat area like Kansas or wherever it may be, you might want to go someplace, make a little pilgrimage up a mountain, because these cards, we all saw mountains, right?
Would a dune work? Because I live in Michigan and there's sand dunes everywhere.
Sand dune is not a mountain. I'm not seeing a mountain. I really think.
Sand dunes also shift, so I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they're shifting sands. Yeah, I literally would take a trip someplace where there's some high ground. Think of this as a life-changing episode. You know, take the train. And go to Royal Gorge and get off the train and throw the ashes in the wind and say wherever these winds may blow, go to the point in America which is the Great Divide between the east and the west. It's not real high in the mountains, but it happens to be the dividing point. Take the train and arrive on time, as they say. But wherever you go, and however you do it, make a little ceremony of this, literally to mark a dividing point in your life.
Yeah.
You don't seem to be someone who is doomed to sorrow and sadness. You seem to be actually a pretty happy person. So, I mean, I'm not featuring you as like you know, crazy, depressed, suicidal, oh dear, one of those people who calls the show and what are we going to do to help, and they're weeping, as I said, you're in Aries. So I would also, however, say that you might want to get an astrological reading, because when we find nothing showing up in the cards in terms of a curse, mm-hmm. and when we find a person of your age not having had the satisfactions that they wish they would have had,
mm-hmm.
it is often good to look at astrology, just on the condition that, for instance, you might have an unaspected planet, you'd be wanting to look for a more rare group of people, those who had an aspect to that unaspected planet. So there are astrological remediations that can be done. Contraband Ali, Professor Ames, Deacon Millett, and William Stickerfors all do that kind of astrological work. All right. Good luck to you. And call us back and let us see how it goes, okay? All right. Turning it over to the world of announcements.
And now, here's a few words from our sponsors, from your friend and mine, former host of Monster Chiller Horror Theater on KTVT in Dallas, Texas, Count Goulash.
Oh, it is I, boys and girls, and you know I am here to talk to you about the Lucky Mojo Curio Company of 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California. Oh, yes, friends. Did you know that Lucky Mojo is both an online magical shop and a real magical store that you can visit? They carry a full line of handmade spiritual supplies, including occult oils, incense, powders, candles, herbs, mojo bags, spiritual salts, books, and spell kits. For those who cast magic spells, love spells, money spells, and protection spells in the African-American hoodoo, pagan magic, and other witchcraft traditions. Oh, why, it's the Lucky Mojo Curio Company of 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California. You can visit them in person. That's correct. Go. And take your children with you, because the children will love to see the fantastic and the wonderful train set. Amazing. This train set has been featured in magazines. And you will be able to stand there and watch the beautiful, intricate, and whimsical train as they go around and around and around and around and around and around, leading you deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnotic sleep, until all you can hear is the sound of my voice speaking directly to you about the Lucky Mojo Curio Company on 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California. And after you've seen the trains, why not go and take a few moments of quiet prayer and meditation inside the world's smallest church? That's the Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, right there on the grounds of the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. And then afterwards, go inside and browse through the aisles at thousands and thousands of items from all over the world at the touch of your fingertips. Oh, yes, my friends. But if you cannot get there in person, do not be afraid, because you can visit the Lucky Mojo Curio Company online at www.luckymojo.com. That's right, www.luckymojo.com, and spend hours in the privacy of your own home, going through page after page after page, looking at fantastic items that you can read about and order and have sent to your very door from, why, the Lucky Mojo Curio Company of 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California, and online at www.luckymojo.com. Tell them Count Goulash sent you.
Wow. Thank you, Count.
Count Goulash. You can hear the Count and others every week on the Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, here on the LMC Radio Network. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next caller. Our next caller is calling in from area code 916 in California. This is Laura. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, welcome to the show. I see this is your first time calling in, so welcome.
It is. I'm so happy I got picked. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Now, I do see your history here. You have not done had a private reading with Ms. Katertanjman Ali, but you have had a reading with Ms. Aida about 4 months ago. Is that correct?
No. Maybe that's mixed up or something.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had a reading
all.
With anyone.
Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry about that. I'm in need of general and spiritual guidance and in limbo with what type of root work shall I give my focus on to get me or get my life moving forward so that I may live to my full potential. I'm a young single mother, lost my job, and lost my car. I want to get some outside professional spiritual insight on what direction I should go in next. And very open-minded description and question. Turn it back to you, Ms. Katz.
Okay. And she concludes, I'm a Leo with Leo ascendant and a Scorpio moon. Well, thank you for telling me that. All right. So this is interesting because we have had, you know, our readings often follow patterns. Some days everyone comes to us with a broken heart and a cheating man. And other days everyone comes to us out of work. And other days, you know, people in the family have gone crazy and are being locked up in psych wards. And all the readings will all follow a certain pattern. Some days it's random, but more often than not, we have a pattern. And so here I see a pattern with you as well, that you too are somewhat in limbo and somewhat needing guidance to move forward. But you are a young single mother, lost your job and lost your car. So we're not going to see that you have as much financial success as our first client. But yet the two of you are in a somewhat similar condition in that things just haven't gelled for you. May I ask how old you are?
I'm 25.
25. All right, much younger than the other client, but not yet up to your Saturn return. All right. So I'm going to turn this over to Ali, and he's going to do your first reading. Then Mama E will do a reading, and after that I'll give you some root work advice.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the introduction, Kanta. So I pulled three cards here. I think the lesson here is quite clear. Because you also asked what kind of root work you should focus on. Well, we're getting an answer here. For the first card that I have is the Strength card. The Strength card is a serene, beautiful, powerful woman who is able to tame a lion. She's closing the mouth of the lion, not with force, not with an attempt to tame him with a whip, but with the kind of inner power that she has. So strength refers traditionally to fortitude more so than it does physical brute strength. And so here the lesson is very clear, that there is a lot of things that may be going wrong, right? But you need to find your center. You need to find your calm. You need to find your focus. And once you can do that, that will direct you in the right path. Now, it's not unusual, or I should say it's not incidental or coincidental, that there is a lion here and you are a Leo, right? So this is telling me something. The Leo nature is a great nature to have, but can also be one that is diffused, right? Leos spend too much energy elsewhere, too much energy on the ego, too much energy with friendships. They're kind of all over the place. They're too big, right? This is about focusing all of that, bringing that solar energy, bringing that Leo energy and putting it into the right direction. So in many ways, you should be really tapping into that Scorpio side of yourself because Scorpios are wonderfully focused when it comes to this stuff. The next card that I have is the Ten of Pentacles. So once you're able to kind of focus your direction, and I'll tell you what I mean by that, right? When you're able to kind of focus your direction by really asking yourself, what it is that matters in your life and what you should be working towards, someone is going to come around to aid you. And that is what we see in this next card, the Ten of Pentacles. The Ten of Pentacles is an older benefactor, someone who is looking down at their descendants with aid. This may or may not necessarily be a family member, but could be. But it is an older individual who has already achieved success in their life and now will help you in yours. They will offer guidance and stability. This is someone who has likely reached retirement. So this isn't a younger ally. This is an older ally. And they're a counselor of sorts who've already kind of seen it all, know it all, done it all, and now can turn their attentions towards you. This person is going to come into your life, but only once you really focus yourself and find the right allies and find the right friends, making sure that you're not spending your energy on things that are not important. And the final card we have is the Empress. The Empress is a person who has achieved success. This is a woman who is master of her own world. And she didn't do so. She didn't become master like the Emperor did through conquering and force. She became the master of her universe through nurturing, through growing bit by bit. She planted the seeds, she watered, she nurtured, she cultivated, and they grew. So you need to be focusing on a lot of home blessing work. You need to be focusing on bringing the hearth in alignment. When I say the hearth, I'm talking about the home in alignment. So you need to look at root work that is home blessing, setting up altars that blesses your children and yourself, things about bringing goodness, cultivating goodness in your home. Your home is going to be the base. And when you can do that, when you focus in that way, that's when it's going to expand out and manifest in other areas, whether you're looking for a lover or the perfect job. But it starts first with putting your home in order, and you do so with a gentle hand, with blessing, with prayer. I'm seeing lots of candle work, ongoing altar work in this instance. So that's what I see with my cards. I'm going to turn this over. Mama E is going to do your next reading, and we will have Kat give you some root work advice.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, hello. I pulled some cards on you, and I've seen that you have gone through a lot for your age. And you have carried a lot of pain and suffering on your back. I see a younger gentleman with a little bit of a hot temper that might have been the cause of a lot of the problems that you have at this point. Now, however, after that, cards came up that indicate to me that do you have a large family around you?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
The way that you will get, because the Ten of Cups is a lovely card that brings you all the your wishes coming through. The way that you will get your rewards in life and get what is truly what you deserve is to rely on your family. Use your family for advice and for help. I see the Six of Cups is a couple looking at their childhood home, and to me that means that everything related with your home and your family is there to help you. Do not keep yourself isolated from people that love you. Even if it's a matter of pride, because you might think they will, scold you or tell you, I told you so. Don't hold back. Go to your family. They're loving and they're there to help you. I also see that judgment, the judgment card came up. That tells me that this is the time for what you deserve in life to come through. Walk away from all the pain and look inside your heart for the answers. You have the answers. Your spirit will tell you the best way to go. Don't let your ego control you. You have all the tools required. The card of the magician came out. You have all the tools required to get ahead and to get through this really bad moment in life. You will be successful. And that is what my cards are telling me.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much. Right on the money.
Okay, okay. That's really great. And I think both of those readings kind of pointed in the same direction, that this has been a hard time, but there is a lot of strength and a lot of competence. As Mama E said, you have all the tools. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you some ideas for root work. And this is kind of an all-purpose spell. I want you to think about the things that you are looking for. You want to raise your child. You're a young single mother. So you want happiness in the home and with your child. You lost your job, so you need a job. You lost your car, so you need more finances. You may be looking for another love partner who will help you raise your child. I don't know. Are you or not?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So now we have four very clear desires here. Okay? Happiness for the child, a new love partner who will help you with the child, a job, and a car, transportation. Anything else you need, because we're going to put up one candle for each of these. Is your home okay, secure?
Home life is a bit hostile because I'm living with my parents. My dad's also a Leo, so it's between
a little bit
my
of clash
father
of the
and
Leos
I
there. Okay.
Control.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd also like a home. Okay, we got five candles. Anything else we're looking for? We got five candles. We can go as many as we want to, honey. I'm just saying, we got five candles. All right. We'll just pick them as five and leave them as five.
I think that's good, yeah. I can't think of one right now.
All right. Now, each of these candles, we're not going to use these big glass candles. We're going to use the 6-inch or 5-inch or 4-inch candles. You could even use a little stubby 2.5-inch candle. But I happen to like the 6-inch candles. They'll show us some information at the end of this. You're going to pick one candle for each of these things. And we're going to have a different color for each one of them. You're going to have to pick those colors. So let's say for your child, we're going to pick white because white is very good for the innocent ones. I hope someone writes this down in the chat room. For the love, we're going to pick, well, either pink or red. Might as well just go with red. For the home, it is traditional to pick blue for the home. For the job, we're going to go with yellow, because yellow is about gold, it's about promotions. And the car, I don't know, car is kind of a Mercury-ish thing. It's a drive, drive, drive. We might go with orange for that. Now, if you wanted to, there's alternates too. You could, for instance, pick green for money. But the yellow and for the job and the orange for the car kind of imply money. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, maybe your father will give you a gift of a car, right? So as many candles as you want, you're gonna get these candles, and you're gonna put out a little, I guess you could call it a little star shape, with as many rays. Let's say from the center, as many rays as you have candles, and you can use some sort of a powder or incense powder, or to draw on your altar. So people say, if I draw on my altar, I'll stain my everything. So you put it on paper, butcher paper. You could put it on aluminum foil. You could put it in a big cookie sheet would work too. I like a cookie sheet filled with, flat cookie sheet filled with sand. It's really nice. Or if we have a circle going like this, a flat pizza pan, flat circular pizza pan.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just going to put a little layer of sand in and put your candles in there. However you want to do it, it's up to you. Be fire safe. Now you're going to put your little circle of powder and these rays going out. And I would use for all of this Crucible of Courage powder, because that's going to make you courageous. And it has a lion on it. It has the head of a lion on it. And or you could use Leo powder, or you could use anything having to do with your own sense of yourself and dignity. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for each of these candles, you're also going to pick a little emblem of some sort, some little thing. It could be a root. Mm-hmm. It could be a coin. It could be a talisman, a piece of jewelry. But it needs to be solid. It's not going to be loose herbs because we want to be able to pick it up out of the sand afterwards. So,
right.
Again, whatever you like. For the child, people often will use Angelica root, but you could use Queen Elizabeth root because we have the Empress card.
Okay.
For your job, we usually use gravel root. That's a good one. For your car, I don't know. You might want to get some little emblem of a car, of motion, a car key, something that would represent getting that car. For your job, you might get some money. I would use a Sacagawea dollar coin because it's a woman with a baby on her back, and you are that single mother. For love, well, something with a heart on it. You could use the car, says Lucky Mojo in the chat room, from a Monopoly set, right? That's good.
Oh, yeah, or even a little Hot Wheels.
Yeah, you can get whatever you want. You can get them all be little metal-stamped pieces. You can go down to Joann's or Michael's Crafts or Beverly's or whatever you want to go to and get little emblems. However you're going to do this, they can all be coins. You could probably find coins with horses on them for the car or whatever. However you think, but put some thought into these five little emblems, okay? Those emblems are going to each go with their candle. And put them under the candle. And you're going to light these candles with a prayer for each thing. Now, you can dress the candles, but if you're a single mother, I'm not going to tell you to dress them with five oils. That's too much money for you, right? So
I have a lot of Lucky Mojo oils, though. So.
Well, then, oh, good. If you got
I could
the
do
oils
it either way.
Baby, then you can pray. That's good. Then pray over them each with an oil, steady work oil, for the job and so forth and so on. But if you want to just use one oil, for them all, I'd use Van Van oil because Van Van changes bad luck to good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now light those candles and let them burn. And when they've burned down, you can take the little emblems out. I've known people to do this too, and I've done it myself. If you get little emblems like little things from the craft store, or a little milagro, little Mexican milagros. They always have a little thing you can hang them. You can actually put a thread on them, and bind them around the candle. In other words, you just dress that thread with oil, and you just wrap it up, like a spiral, and then you use that spiral as to where you write your lettering. So it goes round and round and round. The little emblem is on there. If you were really, really into crafting, you could make your own candles with those inside them, and so they come out later. Or you could pay someone to do it. Some people will cast their own little candles in a soup can or something, and they'll put their charms in them. There's also a very old-fashioned way of making all of them in one candle. It's called the candle of sortilege, and it'll have all, you put them in like little vertebrae up the middle of the candle. But it's not important how you do it. I like five candles and tie them on it or put them underneath it. You're also going to put underneath all of this, or to one side, a Bible open at the 23rd Psalm, or you're going to write out the 23rd Psalm in your own words. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's about getting everything you need. When you're done with all of the burning of the candles, you're going to pick up those little talismans, and you're going to wrap them up in that paper that is the petition that you've copied out, or if it is that you didn't want to copy it out and you just use an open Bible, just repeat it one more time. But I like to wrap them in a paper. And then you can put them in a little bag to carry them. Now, if you really want to go for it and if you're crafty, you can take those little emblems. If you bought emblems rather than used a coin for this and a root for that, you could take those little emblems and put them on a necklace with little jump rings. And you would be wearing the necklace of the five desires. Right. I believe that when people are good at crafts, and I have this feeling that you can do this, that you would have some way of knowing what you're doing, it would be a lot more valuable to you and a lot more personal than just say, I'm going to do these and I'm going to bury these at my doorstep or whatever. But you bury all the remnants in your backyard for sure, bring everything to your home and let it stay. But seriously, I would make myself some sort of a necklace charm when I was done with this. Okay?
Yeah,
I hope that
absolutely.
Was helpful. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, very All much right. so. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And there's our music. So we're going to go back to our announcements.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rural Power with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali, Sundays 3 to 4:30, Candela's Corner with Candelo Cambisa and Michael Carell, Mondays 5 to 7, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays 5 to 6, In the Streets with Beverly Smith, Tuesdays 6 to 7, Fit and Foxy with Madame Nadia and Jaya Danya, Wednesdays 6 to 7, The Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield, Thursdays 6 to 7:30, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LeFay, Fridays 6 to 7, and Liquid Libations with Andrea Weston, Saturdays 5 to 7, all time specific, at 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
And now it's time for our free spell segment with Mama E of ConjureDoctor.com. Take it away, Mama E.
Thank you. Well, this spell could be used either for Halloween as a jack-o'-lantern or just for the fall, since we all have pumpkins all over the place. And I personally like to decorate the front of my house with pumpkins. So this is a protection spell that will protect your home from anyone that approaches your house with bad intentions. So clean out the pumpkin, and if done for Halloween, go ahead and carve it, whatever design you like. Make an herb mix of bay leaves, rue, and eucalyptus. Cut them up or grind them small. Use enough of each to make about half a cup altogether. Add 9 drops of Lucky Mojo Protection Oil to the mix. Now put the mix inside the pumpkin. Take a white votive, the little shorty one, candle, and carve around it, protect my home, and anoint it with protection oil. Place the candle on top of the herb mix inside the pumpkin and light it. As you light every side, Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2. Which are the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Also, after that, add your personal prayer for protection of your home and your family. And this you can just talk from your heart. If this is done for Halloween, on the following day, you can take the jack-o'-lantern and dispose of it at a crossroads or take it to a woody area and leave it for the animals to eat. If this is done for the autumn season, leave it on your porch until the winter solstice. That's December 21st, 2016 this year. And then dispose of it. So your house will be protected all the way until winter comes. And that is my spell for today.
Wow, Mama E, that is so good. I love that. I love that you took and put the candle inside the pumpkin. So it's both a jack-o'-lantern and it's a spell.
That's a good one.
That's just as good as it gets. Wow. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Let's say one of these ladies who we may have talked to today wanted to do this spell, but not do it for protection. Would it be legit in your mind for them to put a red candle in it and carve a love spell on it and use some love scriptures and put that out, kind of like a red light district spell, as it were?
Definitely. It can be used for anything. Like I said before, pumpkins can be used for prosperity or they can be used for love. So any of the lovebirds could be put in there. Just don't do the honey, because then you're going to end up with ants in your pumpkin. But it wouldn't be pretty. So, but yes, it could be prepared for whatever you want. I thought of protection originally because of Halloween, and sometimes you get so mischief, you know, mischievous people. But this could be, it could be used for anything at all, for prosperity in your home, or for love in your home, or to attract
love. Well,
you know
me. I just love the idea of red candles for love.
Yes,
that's one of my thing. I'm going all out here. I'm seeing a really nice pumpkin with a nice happy face and a big red penis candle inside it. But that's me. You know, that's I think that way. I think that way. Red Venus pumpkin spell.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why?
Just put calamus, rose petals, licorice.
Yeah.
Make it hot. Put some cinnamon in there too to make it hot. Why not?
Yeah, that would be good. And
take a picture, please, when you make that pumpkin.
Take a picture.
Well,
I don't need no more red penis candles, because I got my own living embodiment of the great one. So I'm cool with that. But other people, ladies may need that. And I ain't going to send you a picture of my bedroom, that's for sure. But that's good. See, that would be a good adaptation of it. And another thing, that if you do carve it, now you're going to put those pumpkin pie spices in, and I'm just going to add two. Never throw away. People throw away the pumpkin. Well, I just wanted to carve it for Halloween. No, no, sweetheart. Make the pumpkin pie. Because the pumpkin pie is a dish that is a valuable food, both nutritionally and magically. The pumpkin pie with the pumpkin pie spices will bring you plenty of money. Plenty of money. It's a very good, very incredible dish to eat. So, wow.
And also, cupcakes, cakes, cookies, anything that uses the pumpkin, they can do that. You want to attract somebody, put the spices in the cookies, and then take them to whoever it is that you're interested in and give them some cookies, a little box of cookies that have been hoodooed. Why not?
That's right. And that reminds me, just to say real briefly, too, all of you who like our shows, if you liked Count Goulash, who was on just now doing an announcement, Count Goulash's wife, Miss Loretta, has a segment on the Now You Know show on Thursdays, and she is doing hoodoo food recipes.
Oh, good.
So, you can. It's a good show, the Now You Know show, and you can tune in to Miss Loretta every week, and she's giving recipes, and I know she has a few good tricks up her sleeve. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. That was really good. We're going to turn this over to Papa Newt. He's going to give us our announcements, and we're all going to come back and say goodbye.
Thank you, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali. And thank you, Mama E of ConjureDoctor.com in Los Angeles, California, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers will be Aura LaForest of AuraLaForest.com in Quebec, Canada, bringing us a topic on seasonal magic. Once again, we've come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt, joining you from papanewt.com in Columbus, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time, when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Papa Newt. And I hope all is well in Nebraska.
Sure.
Are you doing good there? I knew you were moving now. Is it happening?
Yep. This week, making the big move.
All right, let's all send up a prayer for Papa Newt's move from one part of Nebraska
definitely
to the next.
Yeah.
Thank you, Congressman Ali. Always nice to be on the show with you. Yep. Mama E, you got to come back and visit us
thank
more
you
often.
Yeah.
Those
I
were some
know
wonderful
I
spells. We love
certainly
that.
Certainly will.
We love that.
Yes.
All righty. Okay,
thank
folks
you so much, everybody.
Remember, free social justice spell, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Lucky Mojo, and you too can join the great movement for justice in America. All right,
yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
today.